Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta at Madison Yards. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is responsible for making us sound amazing this morning, and Dylan is back at the station holding things down. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Mike, it looks like you have something on your mind.
Well, I was just about to tell the people to come see us, man. I've been enjoying chopping it up with the people we've seen. We had a bunch of people last week in Flowery Branch, and people are starting to trickle in here because they did open at 6 o'clock this morning. And I love having those conversations. It's so fun to get out in front of listeners and talk about everything we're doing and hear people that love listening to the show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just stop by and hang out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, it was awesome to see Jeffrey stop by, a listener. He said he always listens at this time, so he always hears the Mac drop. Yeah. Love you, Jeffrey.
Middle school teacher, Jeffrey, which is just, I was You're like, man, saint. My hat's off to you. That's a... That's an interesting age group, to say the least, man. Yeah. That's really an intersection of life.
You have to be wired a certain way to be a middle school teacher.
You really do.
I used to always, when I was in school, I obviously did not want to be a teacher because I didn't be one, and I just knew how big of a pain in the butt people like me were.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I bet it would be so easy to be like a high school teacher. It'd be fun and goofy. No, man. Like, I would much rather be like an elementary or maybe even like sixth grade, but you get to high school and not only do you have a bunch of know-it-alls with raging hormones, but like they're all on their cell phones these days. Like, I'm good. Like, yes, I don't know how you did it. I couldn't do it.
Middle school is one of those things where you look at it and you go, okay, you've got a kid that's like an elementary schooler essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you also have a kid that's, like you said, it's got some hormones going on before they get to high school. Like, that is a whole – yeah, I'm not even going to go any deeper in that. That's a crazy group of people.
And now I'm starting to think about how good of human beings the teachers that I had was because they put up with me. And I know I was all those things.
And middle school is where you start trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's where you consciously are like, I'm going to try to be cool.
All of a sudden, you're like,
I'm going to wear these clothes and do this hairstyle.
Mom, drop me off like a block away from the school. I can't be seen. People can't know I have parents.
Is middle school, this is the way I thought, middle school where girls start picking out outfits? Or is that?
Of course. Early?
Okay, I was going to say, because I feel like that's how it is for like, you just let your parents dress you until middle school, and then you're like, oh, God.
No, and then especially with social media now with the OOTDs.
Like, oh,
but
OOTDs.
But that's a really good point, because like a lot changed from fifth grade to sixth grade.
Dude, no doubt.
And nothing really changed other than 3 months, but you got around. But see, that was the thing. Well, I know, but like you think about it, you just had the summer, but the next thing you know, like you go from fifth grade and then all of a sudden you're in sixth grade and like, you know, everything, the whole world changed. And we didn't have social media.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We didn't have all that. It's so crazy. It was just like you were in a different place and all of a sudden life was just different.
I would just say for boys, I think when you get to middle school, the things you're looking at change. You know what I mean? Things you're looking for.
That's
in life.
That's kind of. But that's
your
kind
eyes
of,
start getting a little bigger.
That's like when you're a sixth grader and you see an eighth grader.
Exactly. It's like, exactly what I'm talking about.
What is all this? Yeah.
Life talks at Publix.
There you go, man.
Drive this morning.
Probably change the subject.
with 92.9 The Game. So here are the headlines before you head out this morning. The Hawks did lose to the Spurs last night, 135-126. They'll be back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. For the second straight day, the Cincinnati Bengals listed Joe Burrow as a full participant in practice. And the Texans beat the Bills at home last night, 23-19. Josh Allen just kind of had a rough night. His post-game interview, he just looked upset.
He looked like he was carrying the weight of a franchise on his shoulders, which he absolutely is. I actually saw somebody last night that was asking if, other than the quarterback position, if the Falcons have a better roster than the Buffalo Bills.
I would tell you that you can make the argument on the defensive side. There's not a receiver on Buffalo I would take over Drake London. I'm not going to sit here and – I think James Cook is a freaking stud. I think he's phenomenal.
I agree.
Joe Brady's figured out how to use him right. I would take Bijan, but it's very close. Now, they're all –
tough. Really is tough.
Their offensive line has been really good, but their pass protection has been suspect this year. I think they're – Mike, you're more suited to answer this, but if I'm taking a run-blocking offensive line, I would take Buffalo's over ours.
Oh, Deion Dawkins is unbelievable. But, yeah, there's no doubt.
But it's a fair question, but then you look at the quarterback play on average, and it's so ridiculously good. Overall, and I know that they've had a little bit of a – I just took a chocolate chip cookie, and I'm so excited to eat it. Yeah. And it's warm.
They are delicious.
Didn't have to vocalize it, but we hear you.
Well, I just want everybody to know that how
everybody
we're being
else
treated.
Took their cookie quietly and
all right.
moved about their
there
business.
It is.
Well, look, I was talking already, so y'all didn't want to interrupt me. But you can make an argument. I don't know if I wholesale agree with that, but I think you can make an argument.
Yeah. I've been breaking down numbers over here. And I just want to give you guys – I think we're going to know very early whether or not the Falcons are going to win. All right.
Yeah.
And here's why. I got a couple of things here. First of all, the Saints have scored a touchdown on only one of their 24 first-quarter possessions. It is the worst in the NFL by a long margin. They've scored one touchdown in 24 first-quarter possessions. On the flip side, the Falcons are 0-7 when they have trailed at any point in games this year. So you add those two things together. If we get a first-quarter touchdown from the New Orleans Saints, I'm going to feel not great about the scenarios to finish that game.
I feel like we give up first possession drives a lot.
Yep.
And I feel like it's been a thing that has kind of happened over and over again. But I can tell you one thing. They're being outscored by 80 points in the first half. Unbelievably, 80 points in the first half, 175-95.
Yep.
That furthers your point because I looked that up yesterday or a couple of days ago. This much closer game in the second half. Much, much in the second half that they're playing.
Well, I do want to play some audio from Raheem regarding the state of the team at this point. This is what he had to say to the media the other day.
I would say the mentality of the team is going to be based on the leadership of the team. And obviously, the other day, I was hurt for the kid. You know, it really was. And it hurt me and it hurt him. And I was able to be around him and support him as much as I possibly could. He's got a great support group, whether it be his father, whether it be his future wife, all the people that he has at his home. And I wanted to be there for him at that moment. So it was less about the selfishness of myself. It was more about him. And then as you quickly adjust, you adjust to your football team and you address the team. And you're able to talk to those guys very clearly and put the confidence in Kurt that we do have and that we all have, that he was able to go out there and do the record he did last year for us. You're able to talk about it with, you know, really the ownership group, really all our powers to be, whether it be Terry, whether it be Greg, whether it be anybody in the organization, and just know that we can reset and refocus and be able to go out here and find a way to get a win because he's capable of doing it. He's done it in the past. We know we can. And now we got to go out there and execute.
Yeah, I it's interesting to hear him talk about Michael Penix in that light. It very much feels like a fatherly relationship, you know what I mean, where he's like, I want to check on him. But at the end of the day, if you're Raheem Morris, you kind of have to look back and circle the wagons, right, because you do feel like your job is on the line. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that, you know, I think that he's not blind to the fact that they need to go out and get a win in the worst possible way this weekend against New Orleans. And, you know, that's the conversation that he's probably having internally, and, you know, hopefully they're able to deliver on that. But it's tough because and that really is the nature of the beast when it comes to a football locker room, right? You feel like when a guy has surgery like that or when you have a massive injury, it just brings everything into perspective. But at the same time, you have a job to do. You got to get back to work, and you got to make sure that Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson and Bijan and everybody else is plugged in and pointing in the right direction for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons will take on the Saints in New Orleans this weekend. Kickoff is at 4:25, and Mike and Bo will be doing pregame at 2. Bo, what time does that mean you will be arriving back home to grace us with your presence on Monday?
Good question.
Oh, that is a good question. Look, it varies, but with the fact that we're 4:25, Amy and I did the math the other night, and it's like, because she was like, what time are you going to be home? Like 1 a.m.? And I was like, no, it won't be that late. You look at it. And game should end, what, Mike? I'd say 7:30.
Sure.
And then that puts us back, you know, probably we'll leave an hour after the game. So we'll leave around, let's say, 8:30.
Wheels up at 9:30?
Wheels up probably 9:30, 9:45. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get home at 11, probably arrive at Casa de Squid around 11:45. But don't worry, I've got the Squid Nation golf cart ready to go. It'll be loaded up, and I'll already have my clubs and everything on it, so I'll be ready to just drive up there first thing in the morning. And I live very close to the event on Monday. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
So
breaking news.
It probably won't take me as long as everyone else.
Yeah, good for you.
He'll make up a little bit of that sleep, all in all.
Yeah I'm going to sleep a little. I'm going to probably allow myself to sleep to like 4:30, which is over an hour normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous to people that work 9 to 5, but like sleeping until 4:30 is actually quite a luxury. So congratulations to you.
Allie, it's so spot on. You're like, slap in today. Like, oh yeah, what time did you wake up? 4:30?
When we did the Germany pregame, everybody's like, oh, that stinks. It's going to be an early pregame. I was like, bro, it's an hour and a half later than normal. Like, what are y'all talking about? Shout out to all our early risers out there in the car.
Dude, absolutely.
I did not realize we're going to be on, when this stretch is over, I think it's 4 out of 5 weeks on the road.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Man, well,
haven't
just
played very well
in
here.
Case anyone was dying to know about the extreme sport when we were playing play or we had the carryover of Method Air. Have you guys decided whether it was a play or a real sport or not?
I think it's a play.
Play.
It is. Did you guys Google that?
No. It just, I'm going to try not to make this sound negative towards you. I don't think you're cool enough in real time to look at your phone and come up with a sport called Method Air.
Especially one as cool as Method Air.
I know. I'm like, there's no way she just came up with that out of thin air
on
the way into a commercial break.
100%
no,
not that
chance.
Cool. It is snowboarding. It's a version of snowboarding, by the way. All right. Dang. So you can join Andy and Randy today for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. They are live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They're going to be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy today from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, we're going to zoom out, look around the NFL, see what else is going on. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.